From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, February 4th, 2016. I'm Philip Graham. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the organizers of the Mountain Jam and the Taste of Country Music Festival have released an economic impact report stating that those two events bring nearly $15 million to the region. The report found that almost 87% of the Mountain Jam attendees come from outside the region, while 80% of those who attended the Taste of Country event live elsewhere. Offsite spending for both events averages close to $500 per person. The report also showed that staging the two events at Hunter Mountain created approximately 150 full and part-time jobs. The survey and report commissioned by Town Square Media was prepared by Colorado Mesa University Assistant Economic Professor Nathan Perry and his company, Perry Analytics. For the study, surveys were emailed to festival attendees and nearly 4,200 people responded. The results focused only on the money coming into the region from outside of Greene and Columbia, Ulster, and Dutchess counties. The data does not reflect any on-site expenditures at the festival or any spending by local residents within the four counties. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is reporting a dramatic return of the juvenile Atlantic sturgeon in the Hudson River, but Riverkeeper is skeptical. The department says the population appears to have doubled from 2011 through 2015. The department disputed the theory that the construction of the replacement of the Tappan Zee Bridge has caused widespread deaths of the primitive fish. In December, Riverkeeper said it planned to sue the State Thruway Authority and Tappan Zee constructors for violating the Endangered Species Act over the project. Riverkeeper alleged that prior to the project starting, there were no Atlantic sturgeon deaths in the river in 2008 and 2009, but once the bridge work began, the death rate drastically increased. A Riverkeeper spokesman noted the recently released DEC report refers only to juvenile sturgeon, while Riverkeeper has been focusing on older breeding fish. The fish was put on the endangered species list in 2012. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that the governor's office is warning New Yorkers of scammers at work during the early part of the tax season. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office issued a statement on Wednesday, February 3rd, advising that individuals have been calling taxpayers and tax preparers claiming to be with the federal and/or state treasury departments. The callers, posing as state agents, encouraged New Yorkers to hand over bank account information and a $250 fee in return for a larger sum of cash to be sent at a later date. They provide a phone number, address, and confirmation code to appear legitimate. Another swindle involves tax preparers telling clients to pay Affordable Care Act penalties to them directly. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that two local authorities are out of compliance with state law as a result of their failure to file one or more financial reports as required, according to a recently released report from the State Authorities Budget Office. Authorities are independent entities created by state or local governments to perform specific governmental tasks. According to the report, the City of Hudson Community Development and Planning Agency is delinquent with its annual report, which was due in March of 2014. The Village of Valencia Local Development Corporation did not submit its budget, annual report, or audit last year. In an email to the paper, Jason Natsky, president of the Valencia Authority, apologized to the public for being out of compliance and said that following an ongoing audit, the corporation's financials will be posted immediately. The Valencia Local Development Corporation owns the U.S. Hotel building and the trolley station on Main Street in the village. Natsky said once the hotel is sold, the authority will be dissolved. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Finally, the Mid-Hudson News is reporting that ridership on the Metro North Railroad broke all records last year with more than 86 million customers. That represents an increase of 1.6% in 2014, according to the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. The trend began in 2008 and was attributed at that time to high gas prices. However, gas prices have recently plummeted, yet the trend continues, said MTA Chairman Thomas Pendergast. He said customers have responded to various improvements, such as more trains running on time, new electric cars, and expanded availability of real-time information. During the same period, ridership among non-commuters continued to increase faster than among commuters. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers mainly before 7 a.m. today. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 48 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 24. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 27. Sunrise today was at 7.04 a.m., and the sun will set at 5.13 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 4th day of February, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.